All right, here we go.
What should I do? And how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Jess.
That's weird. Yeah. It went out of order.
I know. Well, she's not going, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, an established order for this lineup.
Rich is unable to attend, but we do have special guest Jazz Jansen joining us.
Sixth man of the year for a girl. For a woman.
Call me Indian. A man.
Yeah. You're a man?
Yeah.
You're a man.
Man, woman.
You're a man. I'm calling you a man. thanks, everyone out there, for listening to our show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Life's a Binge across all social media platforms. That's what I mean when I say you can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all the stuffs. Wiki?
What was the one that you said we were going to join?
Wacko? Winko?
TikTok?
No, it was not. It was like a
Weemy.
I don't know what it's called.
Weemy.
But you can find us there probably.
I actually did sign up for a account, but I have yet to visit it.
So. I sign up for everything immediately. Across, if there's an.
So you can get a certain like handle? Or
so what? I get my name. Correct.
Oh, right.
So nobody else can ever have Jared Actor about anything.
Right on.
Ever. It's mine. It's my name.
It's like 40 other people going, damn it. Yep. I guess I'm Jared Actor 4.
Jared Actor 32.
No one will ever have it because nobody spells my name the way that I spell my name.
Yeah, true that.
Anyway, you can also become a subscriber of our show over at Patreon, patreon.com/lifesabinge. You can become a producer like our top level producer sitting in the room with us, Jessica Jansen, breaker of, nope, wait.
Baker even, Banks.
Nope, that's not right.
Oh, he always says it. Oh,
I always say it wrong.
He always says it wrong.
Not every time.
You
get it right the first time.
You would think with the level of support that she's given, we could give her that.
Jessica Jansen, first of her name, breaker of brokenness, queen of the Patreon, and mother of Dagos.
Breaker of brokenness.
Nice. Yeah.
Banks sounds so much better.
Breaker of Banks?
And
Yeah, increase your donation and you can call yourself Breaker Banks.
<That's> right. So. And then there's Tight Wallet Tony, and we have Joseph. How do you say Joseph's last
His
name?
His last name is Krishy.
Krishy.
It's Italian.
Damn it.
Well, Sicilian.
I was so close.
Yeah. Now, who's this?
My brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your brother. Okay.
Yeah. Same mom, different dads. His dad is Sicilian. So it's actually
He's Krishy. A Sicilian.
Joseph Krishy. And Kathy Weintraub are the producers. And you can become a couch potato like Jerry BJ, David, and Mikey P, or an honorary binger as well. Patreon.com/lifesabinge. Become a subscriber today. All that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. Take a big old breath right now.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
So, anybody ever have SiriusXM radio?
I have.
You currently have it?
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, you've had it?
I've had it. Yeah, I don't
know. BJ ever had SiriusXM?
Nope.
So, when I bought my new car, they sign you up and they're like, you get 3 free months or whatever. And then, you know. First one's free and it's crack cocaine. You're like, yes, this is fantastic. And then you cancel it. And then about a year or, you know, a month goes by and they're like, you can come back and you can have it for, you know, $15 a month instead of $20 a month. And you go, nah, and you ignore it. And then, you know, 4 months later goes by and they're like, you can have it for $10 a month. And you go, nah, and you ignore it. And then, you know, after about a year, they finally send you this magical yellow piece of paper that's like, you know, for just $5 a month, for $60, you can have it again for a year. For $60. And I always go, okay. Every time I get that piece of paper that gives me 60
yeah,
bucks.
That's awesome.
And this time, because I can live without it because I don't care because I have podcasts and audiobooks and all that other stuff. But this time, they swindled me. They swindled me good. They're like, you could have SiriusXM again for, you know, only 60 bucks, and we'll throw in a free Alexa Dot. Oh, she just heard her name. She's sitting right next to me. Hello, hello. Alexa. because you can now – you don't have to pay extra to stream it from the app where you used to have to pay extra to stream it from the app. Oh. So now if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, all you have to do is log in on the app, and now you can listen anywhere.
Oh, that's cool.
And so
you can access all the channels.
To promote that, not all of them. I have the select package.
Okay.
But a lot of them. I mean, all the good ones anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just missing out on, like,
half
sports and stuff.
Are...
and yeah. But they give you the free Amazon little smart speaker here because you can now listen at home. And I'm
it,
like,
is
yes.
it only on Amazon or can does
anywhere.
Google Home?
Yeah. I
really?
Think as long as there's the thing. Yeah.
I have an app on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. I have the app on my phone, too.
That's cool.
But it's fantastic.
I just listen to it in my car.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing, just because I like to listen to music on the way to work and stuff. I don't do my audiobooks or podcasts because I have, like, 10-minute drive, and I don't want to, like, be in the middle of whatever for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll just like music. And when you don't have satellite radio, that 10 minutes can be all consumed with commercials
easily.
On a bad day.
Easily.
Yeah. And so
depending
it's,
on
like,
what time, yeah.
much better. I mean, I could use Spotify or one of the other things that I pay for as well. But, again, that's just more... I mean, first world problems galore, but it's more
sometimes
work
it's
to
nice
set
to
it up.
Sometimes it's nice to listen to the radio
yeah,
when you don't know what's coming and you don't know what to
yeah,
expect.
That's true.
Just turn it on. And I mean, there's quote unquote radio channels on Spotify. You're just like, play whatever, you know, genre music. But still, it's just something about turning your car on and having the music there is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's what's up.
Speaking of radio.
Got my Amazon Alexa sitting here. So if you have any questions, you can just ask her.
Oh,
say
she's
her
listening.
Name.
She's listening.
Oh, yeah, at all
she's
times.
She's reporting to the man right now.
Ask her anything. Alexa, what's the temperature right now?
It's a shitty Alexa.
It's probably because there's no fucking internet.
Bad internet.
It's so funny. It worked before you guys got here, I swear.
You were talking up a charm.
Yeah, she listens to me all the time.
Right now, it's 67 degrees Fahrenheit.
67 Tonight, degrees.
Expect a low of 55 degrees.
55! I have it turned up all the way.
She's
shaking your spring on your mic mount there.
The reason I have it turned up all the way, because there's a cool feature on this where you can say her name and then say the words drop in on, and I have another one in the living room. And so I can say, hey, drop in on the living room. And then it's an intercom system. And so I have it now out here.
Oh, that's cool.
So that way when my baby's crying and my wife can't get off the couch, she can say, hey, come in here. And I can go, yes, yes, I will.
Huh. Or that's now, would you awesome. Could you say drop in on and then listen?
Yes, but it'll be like, bling, 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 and then it'll like announce that it's happening. In
well,
the,
that's good.
Yeah.
Because that seems sketchy if it doesn't.
Guess what?
I like that feature. That's pretty cool.
It is dope. I love them. The Echoes is what they are. I call them by her name, but that's not what they are. They're called Echoes, and I love them.
You call them by Alexa?
If you say that name, she's listening. Uh-huh. If you say that name, she lights up and starts to go crazy.
Yes.
And everyone at home that is playing it on their speaker
name.
Right now is...
No, Alexa, subscribe to Alexa
no,
Bin
stop
on
it.
All platforms.
Oh, okay. Well, you can do that. Well, stop. You're going to order something online.
Right,
it's going to be terrible.
Right. Alexa, buy toilet paper.
A lot of it.
Oh, man.
All
anyway.
Right, so speaking of radio.
Yes.
So you maybe can we get? I'm gonna. No, I'm not gonna. We're not gonna tangent train it. Speaking of radio,
yes,
I have an idea. There we go.
Tangent train.
Doing my brother's pool route the last couple days. I've been listening to the radio. Radio.
Yeah.
And
terrestrial radio.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And so I've been listening to 100.7, which is variety.
Yeah. Used to be Star.
Used to be Star. Now it's something else. But
Hi, Star. Now give me my money. Do you remember that?
No.
Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember Dallas McLaughlin on Star?
Yeah, Supermouth.
Supermouth. That was before you started SeaWorld.
Yeah.
But that was quite the thing. And Scott McDowell was like a finalist as well. He was like in the top eight. Anyway, Chris Cantore does the morning show.
Yep.
I know him just through other people.
Sure.
But he very often, on listening to the thing, has movie references. And his sidekick is much younger and doesn't get them.
Sure.
So I think if we talk to him, we could have a regular feature on his morning show.
Probably.
And that might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Like a good thing. And then we get him on as a guest.
Dope.
And then maybe we'll get Woods on, like, forever.
Dude, he called the Padres. Well, he was in the booth for the Padres spring training game.
Woods did?
Yeah. Which he doesn't do that ever. That's not his gig. He's
so he was
a
like a
guy.
Like play-by-play?
Uh-huh. So it was Jesse Agler is the guy that does it with Ted Leitner. Ted wasn't there. Obviously, spring training, no, they're just, you know,
having
doing
fun.
Whatever. And so it was him and Ben and Woods were both there because mm-hmm. they have their sports show. Now
do they
the
still have it?
They got canned from 1090 because that whole station went up.
And now they're 93.7.
And now they're at 97.3. Yeah.
97.
So anyway, but it was cool. I was like, dude, you're calling a fucking baseball game. That's so cool. And he was like, I don't do this, but this is fun. Yeah, anyway. That's cool.
So years ago, I don't know if they still do it or not. This is another tangent off the other one. Anyway, we need to get on
Tangent Train.
Chris Cantore
mm-hmm.
to have him on the show and then work in a little segment on his like a little 20 minutes or so.
Indeed.
And I think that it would go over well with his audience and with him, and he likes to talk about TV and movies and stuff. So
wired.
So we're gonna do that. Back in the day, but speaking of calling the baseball game, they used to have a thing where you could call an inning of a baseball game. You ever heard of that or seen that?
I think you told me about it.
Yeah. And so it's you're not like actually you. I remember thinking, they really let you like just
I'm on TV?
Like take over the game and call it. But they don't. So Tony and I have a video of 25, 30 years ago at a Mariner game.
Were you guys good at it?
You know, Tony's very good at it. Like
did you guys do like play by play and color guy?
Yeah,
or?
He was play by play and I was color, like nice. By far. And he kept and that's definitely our strengths. Yeah. Like definitely our strengths. And because you're play by play and I'm color.
I
like,
couldn't do. Oh, on this show?
Yeah.
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 For sure.
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So Tony has a good talent for it. Like but he would just throw like weird curveballs.
I don't think I could call a game.
He's like,
I love baseball, but there's no way. Especially on TV, I could probably handle TV. TV is different because you can literally stare at the TV and talk about what you're seeing on TV. But radio, where it's just you're the guy going like.
But you're also looking at a screen, too.
It's different. You're saying different stuff. Doing the radio is hard job. Calling a baseball game on the radio is next to impossible.
You have to like really paint a picture.
The yeah. whole time.
Right.
The
that's
whole
why,
4 hours long.
That's why I just don't think Uncle Teddy's good.
I love him.
I just think he's a lousy.
he's
a nice guy.
He's fantastic. He's play-by-play and color all at once. And it's fantastic.
And stories that have nothing
that's
to do
with
anything.
That's the best part.
I like the stories. But he'll tell a story and forget like, oh, it was a little leaping grab.
I don't care.
Play at home. And
he says the important stuff.
He throws a lot of it away, and it's like,
who cares? It's baseball.
If you're
liking
radio. Baseball, like, all right. So, what it reminds me of though is like because in Seattle we had a guy who was so phenomenal, like
sure.
describing the game. Actually, we had two, like one basketball player,
Jerry Coleman, baby.
Jerry Coleman was great.
Yeah,
Jerry Coleman was great.
Jerry and Ted was like phenomenally great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jerry Coleman doing it, and then Ted filling in here and there. Like,
love Uncle Teddy.
I know. We've talked about that.
I mean, I'm born and raised in San Diego, though. Like, I'm ingrained
right.
in my
yeah, for
my
sure.
head. My head gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. What's up with you, Jess?
Breaker of brokenness.
Conversation I cannot get involved in because
yeah.
I have no idea. I'm good. Back in San Diego.
Yes. For
working.
Why?
Working.
Nice.
I am taking a temporary contract at Sharp.
Grossmont. Right there. It's right there. That's where my hand.
I just picked Mikey up from there.
I was born there.
Almost.
Yeah.
I was born at that hospital. My son was born
in
the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
So I'm working night shift over there.
What are you? What are you in the ER or where are you at?
No, I'm on one of the floors. It's called a PCU. It's progressive care. It's a level below ICU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Progressive care instead of intensive.
Mm-hmm.
What does progressive mean?
You're sick. You're definitely sick. You're definitely you need to be hospitalized, but you're not.
Means
so
you're thinking radically outside the box, like Bernie Sanders.
True progressives.
Right. True progressives. That's stupid. Don't laugh at me. Don't. That's stupid.
Oh, but trust anyway. Me, I was working on something there, but nothing was worth. Nothing was worth saying.
I was trying to think of like somebody that's progressive. I was like, huh.
Here we go. All right, we'll make a joke out of that. Progressive.
Oh, this goodness.
Is all I got.
Do you work with Flo all the time?
Auto insurance.
There we go.
I knew it was
there
going
go.
That way.
That was better than my Bernie Sanders. Yeah, for sure.
Flo? Flo, like Nurse Flo? Who are you talking about?
Progressive
Flo.
Insurance.
Oh, progressive insurance commercials. I gotcha. No.
Stupid. Yep. Again,
when you
ignore
explain
me.
It, yeah.
ignore me just over here.
But yeah, so working there, it's pretty cool. Sharp's cool.
So is it crazy? Because you're in North Carolina, mm-hmm. nurse in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and now you're down in San Diego, La Mesa. Mm-hmm. Is it different? Is it like, is there a shitload more people here?
The population is definitely different. In the South, it's white or black. Like, nothing
sure.
outside of white or black.
Sure.
Which is great. I mean, I don't.
But it's
hate
weird.
Those Mexicans. So.
It's weird. But here, I love it because I'm getting Chaldean, Mexican, black,
everyone.
Arabic, everything. And it's great because I'll walk into a room and. There's a 50% chance that I don't know how to talk to the patient. But Spanish, I'm a little, I can understand more Spanish.
Poquito.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a problem. Language barrier between your nurse and your doctor.
Not really. We have very expensive translator systems that we can use if we really
like little earwig
systems.
It's like a FaceTime kind of deal.
Huh.
With a professional. We talked to a professional.
Oh,
and
okay.
To the patient.
I was like, dang it.
I thought, yeah, like a phone app.
Little earwig you just plop in your ear and like.
Most of the time they have family that can help. But generally, honestly, as long as the patient initially understands what's going on, you can generally, with like
body language and sign language. Not really sign language, but yeah.
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 And with like for me with Spanish, it's much easier because I do understand more.
But yeah, I just imagine it's like going from a hospital over there to a hospital in San Diego. I would just imagine it would be like a total mind F.
The diseases are different. Like the prevalent diseases, I should say.
What's
like
prevalent mean?
The main for the demographic. Like
sure.
So in North Carolina, it's a lot of diabetes.
I was going to guess that.
A lot of diabetes and a lot of CHF, so like congestive heart failure,
sure.
which kind of goes hand in hand. It's all bad food, obesity-borne diseases.
Sure.
And out here, you do have some of that, but I'm not seeing it as much.
Hmm. Yeah. How long were you in North Carolina?
I've been out there for...
Ever?
Yeah.
4 years?
Well, I left in high school, came back, and then I left again.
Yeah, Jessica and I have known each other forever.
Since high school.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, it's forever.
Like sophomore, no.
Freshman.
Year.
Yeah.
Freshman year is forever. That. You were a sophomore.
I was older than you. Still am.
But not anymore.
Although in my mind, you're still like 15 years younger than me, though. It's
wait,
so
you were like
bizarre.
Two years?
I'm literally like probably
or
6
year.
Months older than her.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm 35 and he's
36.
Yeah.
But like I swear to God, she's like.
You were
like,
born in 83.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear, because you know I was a sophomore. She's a lowly little.
And in high school I was teeny tiny.
You were teeny.
Like,
and in
very
the,
naive,
in
very
theater,
quiet.
You played like the tiniest little
a child.
Yeah, you played the child. So
when we
that.
Initially met,
so
I was playing a child.
That. It's true. Yeah. Probably has something to do with it. Anyway.
But yeah.
People kind of stick into your like when you meet people, that's like how they stick in your brain a lot.
Yeah, that's fine. I've been in North Carolina for like something like 15 years.
Oh wow,
off and on.
So the culture and like I'm thinking food wise, like
very Southern comfort food, not a lot of diversity.
Barbecue? Do you like the barbecue?
But Eastern Carolina barbecue.
Right. Do you like
different.
The barbecue?
Yeah, I do.
Boo.
But I like all kinds of barbecue though.
But do you like North Carolina barbecue better?
I lean toward the yummy sauces.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, you better so go no. like towards like Kansas City or Texas, get that sauce on there. Mm-hmm.
But North Carolina barbecue is good. It's it's very vinegar-based.
Yeah.
Like, it's the meat looks naked, but it's like soaked in vinegar and spices and stuff.
I love all barbecue. I do not Barbecue's great.
Hush puppies.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I'm out here because I miss San Diego. I have a bunch of family out here on my dad's side. Staying with family, also kind of trying to decide if I want to move back. I've already decided I do want to move back.
You want to, whether or not it's possible.
Yeah.
Now, you're in where? Durham? Where are
no,
you?
I am in Jacksonville, which is an hour north of Wilmington. Wilmington is generally the place people know because that's where Dawson's Creek was filmed.
I don't want to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I don't think I ever knew that was in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right on the Did they ever right have, on the water.
People have heard of Myrtle Beach. That's South Carolina. That's at the very tippy top of South Carolina on the shore, and I'm not far north of that.
When I lived in South Carolina, I always thought that Myrtle Beach was, like, by Charleston. Like, and we
Full disclosure on my stupidity, I thought Myrtle Beach was on the West Coast.
Oh, really? Yes. Really? That's funny.
How the hell would I know?
Right, exactly.
I don't know where that is. I live in San Diego, born and raised. I don't know where shit is.
Vanna White's from Myrtle Beach. She must be from L.A.
Yes,
from LA
of course.
Area,
it's a beach, right? Yeah. Everything in the beach is on the beach.
Some people have heard of Outer Banks.
That's where my...
Isn't there a TV show called Outer Banks?
Is there?
I don't know.
Mikey.
IMDb. I'm on it. I'm looking.
I bet you.
I'm south of Outer Banks.
I'm pretty sure.
How far
I'll
from
say.
Outer Banks?
I'm pretty sure.
A couple hours.
Yeah. That's a place that we, on our epic East Coast road trip that we're going to do at some point.
Outer Banks.
She has, we have an elderly aunt who's lived out there who's really cool. And she writes these letters with this immaculate handwriting.
Penmanship.
That's just
gorgeous.
It's just, yeah, it just makes me sick. I'm like, it's a lost art. It's like, and it's so pretty. Tangent
Train. Like you just said, it's a lost art. It makes me sad that people aren't going to write letters or write
it
anything.
Is sad.
Write anything. They're not going to write anything.
How many personal letters do you like deliver out of like, 1 in 10?
No. 1 in 1,000.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing. But I mean, Christmas time, people still do Christmas cards, but nowadays it's all like Shutterfly or just like a picture with whatever. And then if there's like I think you guys send out like a family update type thing, but it's still, it's typed. There's nothing
right.
handwritten.
I just sent Ryan a postcard.
Nice.
Written.
That's fantastic.
With my own hand.
I freaking love it.
And when he flew, because we drove here cross country, which was fucking miserable.
It wasn't the company, it was just the trip.
No, I loved being like getting alone time with him because we hadn't had that in a little while. So that was great, but the trip was miserable. And he flew home, and the day he left, he gave me a notebook that he had written in. So he had been writing to me for several weeks in this notebook. And just,
I'm going to bump you aside, marry him.
Just melted my heart. So I've been.
Did
like,
you know that he was doing that? Or was
no.
it like, oh, by the way?
I had no idea. Smooth. He was packing up his bag and was like, oh, I have something for you.
Freaking smooth.
Yeah, of course.
That's money right
Good job,
there.
Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah. Immediately,
kudos.
Like, tears flowing. And then I read it all, and now I'm kind of like writing him back
nice.
In the book. Because mm-hmm. there's like 20 pages left, so.
Nice.
And then I went and got nice. Postcards to send him, you know.
I love it. I love it.
That's
I love
diggity
handwritten.
Dope.
But yeah, it makes me sad when people don't write anymore. It's so, like you said, it's literally a lost art. And
when was the last letter you got? What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
I don't even remember when I got it.
So it was, I mean, because like you guys are, you know, 15 years or so younger than me.
Sure.
So email has been part of your.
Since like high school. Or late after high school, since
yeah, I was
college.
Gonna say, I remember writing yeah. letters when I was.
Dude, I have literally in that thing behind you there, I have my high school box. Like it's a box, shoe box or whatever. And it's chock-a-block full of handwritten notes, dude.
Yeah.
It is. You give to your
the ladies.
yeah, back whatever it is, back and forth. Right. It's in the box that's behind you. And it's like, you know, I knew how to fold all the cool folds. And like
oh,
all
that'll
the,
tuck it. Pull uh-huh. here. Pull.
You name it. Dude, there's one that I specifically remember that's in there that's like, it looked like all the pull the tab here or whatever.
Right.
But then when you pull that tab, I folded it in a way to where that was not how you opened it. And I was like, ha ha ha.
Sucker.
Like, I totally. Fooled him.
You need scissors.
And I think even on the paper it says like, haha, tricked you. Like, turn it over and pull. So, whatever. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's
I digress.
Yeah, notes, when cleaning out my garage, legit, yeah, I find all notes. These things, and then that's why you never get the garage clean.
Of course,
because you open up the box and you're like, oh, look at this,
reading,
handwritten too. It was handwritten stuff. I'm like high school. You know, I'm old as dirt. So like the high school, this girl that I dated, she would write the lyrics of songs.
Oh yeah!
Oh, I used to do that.
Like,
oh yeah!
She was like, and then she would like highlight certain ones. She'd write
when
out.
When you used to have to like quickly run to the radio and hit record on your
yes,
and save songs
and waiting, just waiting and waiting.
That's why I'm not a millennial.
Yeah, we're in that.
Millennials don't know those struggles.
No.
So what do you call yourself, Gen X?
Nope. No.
What do you call yourself?
We're technically millennials.
Technically, yes.
But we're on
millennial.
The, like,
I think starts at 81.
Not Gen Y.
I think there's a term called Xennial, which is like between Gen X and
General
millennial.
Y. I've heard like
I've heard
Gen
Y.
Y.
No.
There's not an official term for what we are. The people that know life before and after the internet is what we are. Where I believe a millennial doesn't know a cassette or a VHS or life without
internet.
Computers or smartphones. Like that's what I think, but I'm wrong because I don't make the rules.
Well, Tony's like, technically a boomer.
Okay, boomer.
You said it.
But I, know, I just assumed like.
Wait, say that again.
Tony is technically a boomer.
That's what's up.
Boom!
This just dropped the boom on.
With Mikey P.
Well, okay, Rich, we really miss you right now, and I apologize
Mikey,
in advance for this.
How you feeling about this segment?
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
That's the way it went.
Nice job, Mikey. All right, next.
That's awesome. But before we go headlong into the news, just going back to the Outer Banks, it is a TV series.
Nailed it.
And it's a brand new TV series on Netflix.
No.
Yes.
This is old.
Set
this is
like,
well, the one that Outer Banks TV series 2020 IMDb. It looks like it's going to be on Netflix, 10 episodes.
And it's set in Outer Banks, North Carolina?
Yes, it's set in the...
You know what? Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that the flavor text was teens, basically, you know.
I am thinking of a television show called Outer Limits.
I'm familiar with that one.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, is Outer... Yeah, Outer Limits.
That's hilarious.
That's what I
was
going to
say.
Of,
but, I was going to say, is
but
it like,
I still bring Outer Banks.
And you got it right.
So
that's,
I win.
That's hilarious.
I win the
it has a
today.
Twilight Zone bend to it.
You weren't wrong.
Exactly. But I wasn't right, which is weird.
All righty. Well, basically, Tuesday, Disney shocked the world by announcing that Bob Iger is handing the reins over to. Let's see, what's his name? Bob.
Does he get to choose, I wonder?
Bob Chapnick?
Just, see, I saw the headline, and it was like Bob Iger to immediately
step
resign.
Down. Yeah, it sounds like
well,
scandal.
And it's like, what did he do?
No,
like,
well, but he's still staying on on the board of directors or whatever.
He's
but
choosing a different job to like ease
it was
his
misleading.
Way into retirement. But the
no
headline,
more CEO. Yeah, it made it sound like, oh, gosh, something
like,
terrible
did he
happened.
Get busted for?
Who is this guy?
Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney.
Disney Corp.
I'm with you. I like wouldn't really know.
I picked that story just for BJ.
Who's besides I hate Disney?
Who's the president of France? Don't know. Who's Bob Iger? CEO of Disney. That's how my brain works.
Bertrand.
I don't know. But I know who Bob Iger is.
Let's
One
see.
Of us.
Indiana Jones 5. Apparently Steven Spielberg is not going to direct. Early negotiations have James Mangold, who... was
what
the director of Ford versus Ferrari most recently.
Nice.
And something else, too.
Logan, Walk the Line, Night and Day.
Yeah, big name. That's cool. I'm glad that they're still trying to make that happen, I guess.
Kind of. I wonder if the boat didn't just sail on that.
Well, because they tried and it failed hard.
You mean four?
Yes.
Wait, no. I don't know what you're talking about. They didn't make a fourth one.
Sure. Sure.
That does not exist in my world.
Sure. Like Matt Thompson said, I walked into his house and he was watching Temple of Doom. And I was like, why are you watching Temple of Doom? And he goes, because it's not the worst one anymore.
Fair enough.
I remember watching Temple of Doom in the theater and even back then going, come on.
Temple of Doom sucks.
You're going to jump out of an airplane.
On a raft.
And skid down a mountain. Like, come
Boo.
On.
Boo.
Boo.
Now, was that that wasn't the same one where he jumps in a refrigerator.
That's four. That's number four, baby.
That never happened. Sorry, BJ. No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't jump.
And then a nuke blows up and he flies across the desert.
Nope,
just stumbles out.
That never happened.
That was a close call. Fantastic. Indiana Jones is a legend.
Yep. Then he just combs his hair, no problem. Uh-huh. Supposed. Oh my goodness, clumps of hair.
Dope.
So I think I heard you guys talking about this before the show, but. Macaulay Culkin going to be on the old American Horror Story.
And Sarah Paulson's in it as well.
She's been in like another one.
She's been in a lot.
In American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a series regular.
Kathy Bates.
Jessica Lange still doing stuff with it?
I think she left.
At least it's not listed on this cast here.
I never see Laura's parts in there.
She was on.
She was like a
Freak Show?
Is that the circus one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm sorry, Laura.
Please forgive us, Laura Allen. You're great.
I don't watch the show, so I'm out on this one.
I watched two seasons.
I think I've only finished the first season of that show, and then I've started every other season, and I go, after about six episodes, I go, meh, I don't care. Yeah,
I watched the most was the cult one.
That was the Trump one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a Trump one?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. This literally starts with Sarah Paulson watching TV and Trump getting elected, and then it turns into this, crazy.
What season is this?
Six? Seven?
Really?
It's more recent.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I might start there.
they went a totally different route where it's, all the other ones were, these kind of fantastical kind of, vampires or haunted house or witches or whatever, and then they went let's make this shit kind of real.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays a lesbian who's in horror because her whole life gets upturned because of the president.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And last story, I mostly picked this one because we have an expert on the panel. South Korea boy band BTS canceled its scheduled April concert in Seoul, Korea.
Aww.
Due to the coronavirus scare, COVID-19.
Coronavirus? What's that?
COVID-19. I love Blackpink. They're K-pop.
Blackpink is a K-pop band?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was called something else, not 19. I mean, I know that's the
coronavirus
the code.
Is the group.
Correct. But I thought it was umbrella. Naval. I thought it was called Naval or Novel. Or
the new this strand that has
Nouvelle? I don't know.
Is new that has spread wildly is called COVID-9.
Right.
COVID-19.
Right. Because coronavirus is just the term for all SARS was
family.
One.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so people are conspiracy or not, look at this. And they're showing a back of Lysol. And it's things Lysol can help with. And one of the things says coronavirus. On there, and
oh,
it's this is from 2018. What? What's the government doing? And I'm like, you're an idiot, is what the government's doing.
Been around for a long time.
Yes, it's you're an
this
idiot.
Is a new strand that was not expected, and so there's no way to prevent yet.
One of our
and it's airborne, right?
No, a droplet.
I thought it was airborne.
Mm-mm.
Well,
it's
like vapored through the air, right?
Moisture.
So you're,
but it's technically droplet.
Steam and
the internet sucks, man, because I swear to God I saw somewhere that said it was airborne.
Mm-mm, it's not airborne. If it was airborne,
internet.
We'd be in a lot more trouble.
Yes, that's why I was like, oh, shit.
You literally just need to wash your hands, stay a meter away from a sick person, and you're going to be fine. It's really only detrimental to people who are already immunocompromised, who are older, really young. If you're generally healthy and you get this COVID-19, you're going to be fine.
You'll be fine.
Unless you get a secondary infection of some sort.
Isn't the flu like way worse?
Yes. Yeah. So us like medical personnel, we're like rolling our eyes. Because we get it. It's a new strand. It's
ew, this thing's
going to
kill me. Did you get your flu shot? Yeah. No, fuck that.
Right. And the flu kills thousands and thousands of people every year.
Yeah.
But still, it's like less than 1% of the people get flu.
I got the flu last year.
Die.
It was rough.
Oh, man.
Flu sucks. Yeah. Flu is no joke.
It was rough.
Yeah. You realize when you get the flu, you realize you didn't. You've never had the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realize it.
No, I was down for the count. Right. I mean, like Samantha's friend died from the flu last year. Like,
dang.
Oh, man.
Got the flu. Complications.
I felt like I was
went to pneumonia. Yeah. Got septic.
That's how
died.
That's how people die. Yeah. It's when they end up having complications.
Yeah. Complications.
Yeah.
Pneumonia. Septic. Dead.
Yes.
From the flu. And I was like knocking at that door last year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was rough.
We did Mistletoe Music and Mayhem at OB with the flu.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like planning. I was like, okay, now when I pass out.
Yeah.
When I go down, just I know I'm heavy, but if two of you grab my feet. My feet.
Get
you can
out
take
of here.
Yeah, you can take me off stage. Just pull me off stage. And I remember like I'm going to die. I'm going to die in front of everybody.
Yep.
We're sold out every night. I'm going to mm-hmm. I'm going to die in front of this crowd.
Just take normal precautions. Practice like good, we call it good respiratory hygiene, so like coughing in your elbow, you know. The Dracula cough.
God, I can't stand when people cough and it's just like, arr. I'm
don't
like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Don't cough in your hand.
Don't cough in the
your
air.
Hand on something.
Don't cough in the air.
And the coronavirus, I can say on the surface, it only stays alive for like a couple hours or something like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really just take normal.
Remember
people.
Outbreak?
Wash your hands.
Do you like the movie Outbreak? Have you seen Outbreak?
On Netflix?
No.
Oh, the movie.
Movie Outbreak.
There's a documentary.
No, I don't care about that nonsense. I want to know if you like the movie with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo.
I don't remember it.
And Cuba Gooding Jr. and
a bunch of monkeys.
Yeah. Patrick Dempsey.
And I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember.
Who was the first person you saw?
Dustin Hoffman.
Yes.
And Rene Russo are the stars of the movie. With Cuba Gooding Jr., Kevin Spacey's in it.
I was going to look it up, but man, I don't need to. We've got our
Wikipedia.
Donald Sutherland is in it. Basically, Ebola kicks in. It's called Metabo. And monkeys give it to people. And then crazy outbreak ensues.
Oh, and COVID-19 so far has not been proven to be transmitted with animals.
I had heard on the radio just today
that
it clearly had made the jump. That it started with animals and it made the jump.
I thought it started with bats. Is that not true?
Some animal.
I've learned a lot just being a nurse and being at work.
It's your job.
But also, I've been on the World Health website, like researching it as well, and there's no connection with animals. That's proven, at least.
Hmm. Yeah. Who knows?
I like
stupid internet.
The comedian, some comedian that we know posted. Man with coronavirus seeks woman with Lyme disease.
Oh, wah. I like that.
It's cute.
That's the joke.
That's the joke. Rich, there's Rich.
I know. We have him on the show. What do you think about that, Rich?
That's the joke.
Does he finally have his own?
That's his
I mean,
drop.
That's the joke.
That's him. Yeah, that's him saying that. This is also him.
White power!
that's not him.
He's got a range. He's got range.
Yeah. It's crazy. Oh, man.
And that's the way it was.
With Mikey B. Hey, that works as well. We do have a movie review with Maddie Warburton, so let's get into that nonsense.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hi everyone, my name is Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Well, it's been a while, and a lot of things have been happening. First off, let me say congrats to Rich on his getting married.
Woo, woo, woo.
Was it weird having someone else taking your pictures at a wedding? Also, big congrats to Jared on becoming a dad. Way to go, buddy.
I did it.
I can't wait to hear little Wesley's take on the Nick Jr. lineup when the time comes.
Nice.
Also, I'll be joining the club soon, because we've got a pair on the
twins!
Way.
Twins! Whoa.
I forgot
double
it was twins.
Trouble. Yeah. So I'll be trying to get as many of these reviews cranked out before then, because who knows what'll happen after. Seriously, though, I've been thinking about what it might be like podcasting after kids.
Impossible.
And I keep thinking about how when Biz says he can't do a segment because of the kids.
Truth.
Which seems reasonable. But then Tony says, bah, I have a bunch of kids.
Grown-ass
Biz,
kids.
Biz, you're just lazy. Yeah, that's different. So in the near future, when the babies are crying and I'm trying to get my review ready while my wife looks at me angrily holding two babies, mm-hmm. I'll say, I don't want Tony to think I'm lazy. And then she'll say, who's Tony? And then I'll go, and then everything will be clear. But in the meanwhile, the Oscars are over, so I can finally get back to my silly movies. So I decided to watch Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. Quite a title. I'll go into that in a bit. By the way, I'll throw you a slight spoiler alert on this one. I won't be spoiling any plot points, but I will have to go further into detail than the trailer by mentioning characters the trailer never mentioned, like the main antagonists and all that. They reveal all of that pretty straight away in the movie, so it's not really meant to be a surprise. It just wasn't set up in the trailer. So, if you want to remain all preserved, then you might want to skip the rest of this, okay? Ready?
Life's a bitch.
6 minutes. So give it 6 minutes. 6 minutes from now.
Birds of Prey. Originally titled Birds of Prey, The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, but after it did so poorly opening weekend, they decided to rearrange the title, calling it Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, thinking people were getting confused on what movie they were trying to see. What is this movie, Birds of Prey? I wanted to see the new Suicide Squad movie. So Birds of Prey picks up just after Harley Quinn and the Joker break up. Harley actually narrates through the movie, very reminiscent of Deadpool, but she doesn't break the fourth wall herself. Only in the off-screen narration does she directly speak to the audience, which is a typical cinematic device. The story is that she's no longer with the Joker, so she now doesn't have any protection. So that means that everyone she pissed off with the Joker is coming after her now, including dun, 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 Roman Sionis, otherwise known as dun, 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 Black Mask. Sionis is played by Ewan McGregor and is our main antagonist. Sionis' thing is that he's a gangster leader, criminal mastermind, whose calling card is cutting people's faces off. I remember finding out about his character in the recent Batman games, either Arkham City or Arkham Knight. I feel like it was Knight. As Batman, you come across this creepy scene of someone with their face cut off, and Batman's like, a person with their face cut off. This is the work of Black Mask. Alfred, I've got to find more clues to lead me to him. And I was like, maybe you don't. Why don't we just stick to Riddler's fun brain teasers and collect more of those trophies? Anyway, I always found Black Mask really sinister and creepy, so it was surprising to me that Ewan played him so flamboyant and goofy. You definitely felt he was crazy and unpredictable, and there are definite uncomfortable scenes where he earns his stripes at being someone who you really want to see get what's coming to them. But I also felt like he was a bit manic like the Joker. Harley is already like that. I thought it would have been a stronger choice if he was more intimidating and sinister. A definite juxtaposition to Harley. It didn't completely ruin things for me, but it was what we call in the corporate world a missed opportunity. Along beside him as the secondary baddie is Victor Zsasz, played by Chris Messina, who in my opinion was the real pearl in terms of bad guys. I don't know if Zsasz usually teams up with Black Mask in the comics, but it was a great pairing, I thought. If you're going to feature a guy who is known for cutting people's faces off, also pair him up with the guy who's known for knifing people. Zsasz's thing is that he kills people with a knife because that's his kink. And then he also cuts a tally on his own skin for every one of his victims. Pretty creepy. Chris Messina does a great job. We see Zsasz for a hot second on trial in Batman Begins, but this is the first time that he's gotten real screen time, so I thought that was really cool. Good on ya, movie. Sionis tasks Harley to retrieve a diamond from a young girl street thief named Cassandra Cain, who in the comics spoilers, later becomes Batgirl. And then, more spoilers, later, after she's replaced, becomes an agent of Batman in Hong Kong called Black Bat. Then there's also Black Canary, who also shines in the movie, played by Journey Smollett-Bell, who you may remember from Full House as Michelle's friend Denise. She's really good in this movie. Also, Huntress is in this, who I really liked. She's played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who you may know from Scott Pilgrim playing Ramona Flowers. I really dug Huntress in this movie. She's all around fantastic. I definitely want to see more of her character. According to the early 2000s WB TV show Birds of Prey, Huntress is the daughter of Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle. That's not the case here. She's the daughter of a mafia family, so I don't know if that's just a parallel comic version or if they changed the backstory. But I'm not sure which backstory is the accurate one. Maybe Rich knows. He seems to be the guru on the comic books.
If only
but this
he was
still
here.
A lot of fun. Then rounding off the Birds of Prey team is Rosie Perez as Renee Montoya, a police officer looking for Harley, and we see how her story is affected throughout the movie. Birds of Prey is very stylistic, including the acting, so do not expect the grounded grittiness of some of the other ones, but not everything is way over the top. There are some great artistically cinematic moments, which I really enjoyed. They embraced the colorful comic bookness of this genre, which I really appreciated. Also, the fight scenes are really fun. Harley's moves contained a lot of gymnastics like a Harlequin would, and frankly, a lot of them felt like I was playing a brawler video game, which makes sense since a lot of these characters are playable on the Injustice games. So the moves might have been straight up lifted from the game. There was some bad with this movie, but there was also a lot of good about Birds of Prey. I had fun, and if I were a ranking guy, I would probably put this third on the DCU list. Wonder Woman, then Shazam, and then Birds of Prey, or Harley Quinn, or whatever we're calling it. But that's just my opinion. I'd say emancipate yourself from your house and head on over to the theater, research the name of the movie you want to see, and check out this one for yourself, because, hey, what do I know? Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Flawless transition by me. It's flawless.
Your tag for Matt sounds like Matt.
You say that all the time.
It does. It sounds like Matt.
I don't hear it.
What do you think? Like me?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Maybe because I know it's Jared.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm dumb.
What do you know?
What do I know?
I don't know. I don't know what.
Thanks,
happening.
Matt. That was awesome.
That yes. was amazing.
So it's weird. I listen to a lot of things, right? And I got all sappy and emotional about the last episode because, you know, I needed a freaking mental break from everything that was happening in life. And I love this show, our show. Like, it's pretty small time as far as, you know, podcasts and stuff goes. But to toot our own horn for a second, this show fucking rocks.
toot away. Toot.
It's true. Like, it, I don't know. It, the personalities that we have and the talent that we have that goes into this show that we do blows me away every time. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Let's take a quick commercial break, shall we?
Messages. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No one's gonna make it that.
seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Nice. On the fly, huh? Just bam.
What you watching? I just started it over.
That was good. It was a good timing. That was good timing.
Because you complain that it's not good enough.
You need the second one. Put the little Hammond organ in there for you.
I did it.
You need two of them in there.
I did it, guys.
Now what you got to do, I'm just kidding.
then underlay it. Oh, man. So I did steal the organ, right?
Right.
But I made everything else. This is my beat.
And then that's me, you, and Rich.
It sounds so good. Again, tooting our own horn. You know what I didn't make, though?
Drop!
I didn't do that.
That was good, though. That one's good.
Okay, so I'm going to start with what you're watching. Because I've been sitting on my butt a lot. And
we've been watching.
We watch a lot of stuff, but not really. I really want to talk about one main thing. It's on Netflix, and it's called The Circle. Have you heard of The Circle on Netflix?
No.
Mikey?
I don't think so, but I'm just very grateful that you didn't pick mine.
Okay. Do you know what The Circle is? Okay, it's garbage is what it is. it's utter garbage television. But the way our weirdo schedule works, because, again, Samantha can't get off the couch, and so we are doing this weird kind of shifty thing where, since I'm back to work, I need sleep because I have to go to work, and she needs sleep because, you know,
got a baby.
She needs sleep, too. So typically around, I would say, midnight at the latest, Samantha's going to go to bed, and, you know, she'll stay in bed for a few hours, and then I'm going to tag in, tag out, and she's going to go to the couch, and I'm going to go to bed. But in that little gray area where I'm by myself with the baby on the couch, I'm like, let's watch garbage television, shall we?
I've seen an episode now that I looked it up.
This is a TV show, reality television show competition, where they lock people in. They basically have an apartment building, and then they give each person that's on this show their own apartment and access to a social media platform known as The Circle. And it's their mission to become the top-ranked social media guru in said household.
I've seen previews.
It's garbage. It's fantastic, fantastic, wonderful garbage.
It sounds like a little play on Black Mirror.
Kind of, yeah.
That one episode.
But real. But, like, it's real life. Right. And so, like, you know.
Real.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. And the only thing that's not legit is they're like, this social media platform's like a voice-acted interface or whatever. And clearly it's just somebody in, you know, some room somewhere. Because they're like, now it's time to pick your profile picture. And, like, everyone brings, like, a grip of stuff with them. Like, these are the pictures that I'm going to choose from. And, you know, they're like, do I want to be – like, there's a model. She's like, do I want to pick one of my bikini pictures, or do I want to pick one of my, like, in the back – you know, backyard pictures and, like, seem like, you know, I'm normal, because the guys will probably like the bikini picture, but then the girls will probably hate the bikini picture. So there's, like, this weird strategy of, like, trying to get most people to like you
right
on social media only. And so – she's like, let me see the picture on the top right. And then, like, clearly it, like, zooms in or whatever. And, like, one guy's like, let me see the picture where I'm wearing the black jacket. And, like, no AI is going to know what the fuck you're talking about. It's clearly somebody in the computer room going, like, give them that one. Or what? But regardless of the
fake AI.
The fake AI. Exactly. It's garbage, and it's fantastic. And, like, the personalities that they chose for this show is fantastic. And if you like anything like that at all, but where there's not drama because it's not like face to face of somebody like, screw you, Jesse, like you did whatever, and like slap him, throw, oh, yeah, all the nonsense of like comes.
There's
with
still
that.
A little drama
a little bit,
it. Yeah.
But not. I
you
mean,
watched
it's,
it?
It's through like
I've
text
seen
messages or you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, but and like, but the I mean, because they can put up any front that they want. Like,
correct.
Isn't there a character that is a male that's playing a female,
correct,
or something
there's
like that?
Catfish galore. Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct, because they can choose to be whoever they want. As long as they get the most likes by the end of the thing, then they win.
So
they
can
be
put up a fake photo.
Completely garbage. Yep, whatever you want to do. You can be
anybody
you want.
So is all your relationships all online? Like, you don't live in a house with people?
They're in the same building.
They're in the same building,
but
technically, but they do
room,
not
they
interact
face
to face at all.
0%.
Except for if you get blocked, because like at the end of every episode, there's the top influencers, which are the two most popular people.
I hate it
already. They get to choose who gets blocked, and that means that somebody gets booted. And so the very first episode, the people that block this person, they're like, what? They block the third most, spoiler alert, they block the third most popular person. And then, like, again, later on in the episode, they're like, oh, by the way, since you blocked this person, they are going to choose, they can choose to enter any apartment they want and, like, just one apartment and talk to somebody. And so, like, then that person gets to walk in and be like, what the fuck? Anyway, like I said, it's garbage television, but it's
I can't wait.
Fantastic. Yeah. Like, it's done really well. Maybe it's not, but, you know, in my tired-ass brain at midnight or 2 in the morning or whenever the hell I was watching it told me that it was fantastic. But as far as modern reality TV goes, I really enjoyed the concept of it, and it was fun for what it was.
The Circle.
The Circle on
Netflix.
Also, The Love is Blind on Netflix. Check that out as well.
Oh, yeah. My aunt and her kids were watching.
Mm-hmm. What's that now?
It's again where they don't meet each other face
to
face.
Is it a reality TV show or no?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Love is Blind is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Love is Blind.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They
right,
have like
right, right.
10 days to pick a person. They get engaged.
They get engaged to
without
married.
Ever meeting them in person.
Oh, wow.
Like, but we'll be talking to each other right now, BJ, but there's a wall. And right. So, but like there's these individual, like there's 14 rooms or whatever. And you're like, I'm going to go to room 12 today. And then you walk in there and then like, oh, Stacy's in room 12. I'm going to talk to Stacy for like 17 hours today. And then you're like, yeah, I really kind of like
Stacy.
But
after they all like find their person and get engaged, then they all meet.
Yeah.
And they all have to like live together, like,
and drama ensues because they're like, "Oh shit,
you're ugly."
Yes,
your voice was pretty.
It's drama.
Yeah,
it's drama.
I didn't.
Dude.
I see. Man. I saw snippets, but there was a couple where the girl is not attracted.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so garbage television on Netflix is fantastic. Check it out, everyone. BJ, what you watching?
What have I been watching? Let's see. I've been watching The Americans again. I've started watching on Prime. They have the new Al Pacino show.
He's in
Hunters.
A show?
Yep. Hunters.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with that?
I think that's – is that Prime or Netflix?
It's
I forget
on Prime.
Which. Yeah.
It's a show called Hunters, which is – they. It's a weird show. I'm like 3 episodes in.
I haven't watched it, but it looks crazy.
It's a – so it's they're hunting Nazis. So they are Nazis who have become American.
I'll say they're in America.
They're in America.
I think I've seen a preview of this.
Yeah. And so.
Modern or in like the 40s?
Modern.
Oh.
Modern.
I thought it
like
was
in the
like
70s 20, or 80s.
Yeah.
Like
oh, okay.
In the 80s or so.
Got it.
But yeah.
But not World War II.
Right. Right. It's like early 80s, I'm thinking.
Got it.
And so. The stylization of the show, it kind of like takes a jump a couple times. Like you think it's kind of one way, and then they present it in the second episode, real like comic booky, like we're putting together this super team of Nazi hunters, and each one has a special talent, and they kind of present each one in this very very comic booky way. So and so on special, you know, ops, blah blah blah.
Sure,
you know, like an A team or something like that.
Kind of Tarantino and Glorious Bastards ish.
Yeah, but even more comic booky, like even more like, I think.
Sure.
At least this part, this episode, and it kind of that episode kind of came out of left field as far as when you're watching the first episode. So I don't know where this is going to land yet. The premise is interesting. Tony's watched a little bit more of it, and he really likes it. But so I've been watching that. We'll see how that goes.
Nice.
And that was one that Andrea, that we can watch together. At least we did for a little bit. And then she's like, this is weird. So we'll see how it goes.
Takes place in 77. Just
77. There you go. Early 80s, late 70s. Cool. But that's.
So you're watching The Americans, which is about Russian spies living in America. Mm-hmm. And Hunters, which is about Nazi spies.
It's in America.
Not really spies, but living in America.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a theme.
And they're both on Amazon. Well, I mean.
They are on Amazon.
America's was FX, but.
But yeah. It's on Amazon now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And Americans are just. This is my second time around for Americans.
God, I still need to watch it.
It's so.
I should be watching that instead of The Stupid Circle. But when it's 2 in the morning and you're delirious, you need some garbage television. I'm telling you.
Yeah, no.
It's so good. Americans is so, so good. That I can't recommend it enough, and I was recommending it four years ago.
I love Carrie Russell so much.
So they're married in real life.
Yes, they are.
Oh, which, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is a trip.
Yep.
They're both so good.
Yeah,
so good.
I love her in everything she does. I think she's fantastic.
So a little Americans, like somewhat of a spoiler, is that they guys made me really be thinking about being an actor, because these spies are actors,
right?
But very good ones,
right?
And I wonder if they watch TV and like judge, you know, like that's a weak performance, you know, like. And believe me, I know I've
right.
acted my way through
I've
life and death situations.
Right.
But anyway, the show is so good, and they're what they do. In order to get close to people they need to get close to, they act as these different people, different
right.
characters to get close to folks. And one of the characters, Casper Weinberger, who was the in Reagan's White House, who was, I think, the head of defense at the time, he has a teenage daughter. And so the guy, I forget the actor's name, Reese something, but... He
Kyle Reese, Terminator's dad?
Nope.
I'm just kidding.
He
answered honestly. Thank you.
But
God, I suck.
He has to like woo the teenage girl, and
oh yes,
yeah. And
I've heard. I think she was on.
She's a really good actress.
I think. Well, no, I think Carrie Russell was on Dax Shepard's podcast or something,
uh-huh.
and she was talking about like how in. Like, they towed the line of, like, oh, God, are they going to, like, go to this place?
Yeah.
But then they just become, like, buddies, kind of.
But they imply, I mean,
right.
they both, like, do horrible stuff
right.
to, like, just to get close to somebody and, like, toy with their emotions. And, like, he straight up marries, like, one of the secretaries who were in the FBI office, straight up marries her in order to get close to her. It's tragic too, and she yeah. loves him, and then she's got to go move to Russia. I just spoiled some of that for you. But
how dare you spoil a show I'm never going to watch?
Matthew yeah. Rise.
Matthew Reese. Yeah,
Reese. Sorry, I'm sorry. I don't know.
But yeah, it's so good. This is the second time around, and very much enjoying
nice.
That.
So. Yes. What you watching?
Me. Okay. The Last Kingdom.
Explain.
It's a new Netflix show. I just started.
Oh, it's like nature film. Nature.
No.
No.
It's medieval.
Why do I know what that is?
Old England.
Is it really
Vikings.
Brand new or?
It's not new, but it's a Netflix original that's newer.
Nice. Is it one season, or is it a season? Or
no,
movie?
There's three. I think.
So
I'm three episodes in, and the first episode is, I mean, a lot happens, and it sucks you in. It's the. So far, what I'm getting is it's old English times based off of fact, but loosely, you know.
King Arthur-ish.
So, The Last Kingdom, it's like Norse men, like Viking-style men are coming to take land from England and conquer. England is like divided into different kingdoms, and they're going through and conquering each kingdom, basically, until they get to the Last Kingdom.
Where Gerard Butler lives with the 300.
Right. So one of the kingdoms, they kill the king and they take his little boy's son And instead of like killing the kid, they put him to work. And then one of the Viking guys like takes a liking to him and basically adopts him as his own son. So he's raised in like the Viking community.
That's always the worst.
Norse community. Yeah.
Those storylines.
So then it fast forwards to the kid grown up. And now it's like the kid, he's got some English claim, land, and
does he know that he was kidnapped though? Or is like,
he remembers.
Okay.
And he grew to love the guy that killed his own father. Like he grew to love him. Then some Vikings turn on each other. They kill, is this saying too much? Are you guys going to actually watch this show?
No. So I mean, somebody might, but total transparency from me. I'm never going to watch anything.
I watch shows by hearing about them from you guys.
That's so funny.
This is all in the first episode.
Yeah.
The kid grows up. The Vikings turn
spoilers
on each
don't
other.
Count for first episodes. Yeah. Now, if you're spoiling cliffhangers at the end of like season two, that's a problem.
Right.
But if it's all in the first episode.
Okay, good. So the Vikings turn on each other because somebody was scorned and he wanted revenge. They kill the guy that raised him, who he came to know as his father. And so he's like torn between who does he identify with, and then the Vikings all said that it was him that killed the guy, and so they're all out to kill him, and he wants the English like lands and title, but he doesn't totally associate with them. So it's like a kind of coming to age and also like who do I belong with type of story.
Nice.
And it's really cool. Like so far I've watched 3 episodes and it's really neat. And then on the other hand you have the
and it's like horses and knights and armor and all that kind of cool stuff. Yeah.
And you have the last kingdom king, I forget his name. He has this vision of England being one kingdom. So he has like this other agenda and he wants to use the star of the show to like kind of help him give him like inside information on the Vikings and beat them basically. So it's really cool.
I like that they toyed with the genre, or not the genre, but the trope of like stealing the kid and then raising the kid as the bad guy, where he actually remembers his previous life. Because I just recently rewatched The Mask of Zorro, which is fantastic, by the way. Anthony Hopkins, Antonio Banderas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, where the bad guy steals his daughter away, but she's a baby, and then just thinks that like the bad guy is her dad, and then Anthony Hopkins is like in the corner the whole time, like I'm your dad.
Yeah, there's no secrets. Yeah. The Viking guy is like, you're my son now.
Right.
That's it. I like you, boy. You're mine now.
Yeah. No, I love that they changed that trope because when the kid doesn't realize and then finds out later in the movie when they're an adult that like, oh shit, that's my actual parent, and they really loved me. That's been done 1,000 times. So I like
you.
That they changed
I like
it.
You, boy. You're mine now.
Yeah.
Name of your sex tape.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's for Rich.
Yep. Well
that's
done.
For Rich.
Well done.
But yeah, it's pretty good.
I've been watching. I don't think I realized there was a third season. I think I'm a little bit behind, but.
I need to watch.
It's a really good. Yeah, I enjoyed it as well.
There's another season of Westworld coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's coming in another couple weeks.
You never watched any of them anyway.
I watched all of season one, which was really, really good.
I did.
And then
I watched
season two.
And
season
then
two
season
was good.
Season two happened, and I made it one episode in, and I was like,
I need to rewatch
nope.
it.
Cause
it went over my head.
It lost me.
Yeah. I didn't watch season two yet.
The big reveal at the end of season one was like, whoa. Like, there was a couple.
Right?
There was a couple big reveals. There was like, who this person isn't who they think they are, and then there was like this time era isn't what you think it is,
right?
Yeah.
And that whole thing was like, what? Yeah. And I was like, I am ready for season two, and then nope, season two sucked.
It didn't really go where it was.
I can't say it sucked. Right. It did not continue where I thought it was going to continue, where it ended, and I just didn't finish it.
Right.
Just watch season one. Season one's perfect.
Season one was really cool.
Yeah, season one's
we
perfect.
We also need to continue
I'm
Jack
sure it
Ryan.
Is, yeah.
We watched Jack Ryan.
Ooh,
I need to watch
one.
That.
That's so good.
So you watched the second season?
No. I've watched the first one. I need to watch the second one.
Oh.
It's like mine and Ryan's like thing,
That's cool.
You can't watch.
Can't Netflix cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, can't cheap.
He puts the Ryan in Jack Ryan.
And I watched Moana.
No, I liked it. Moana.
Make way.
God, Moana's so good.
I guess I need to see that more than once.
I love it.
You only seen it once?
I saw it once.
I'm surprised you saw it. to be honest.
I watch like,
you
movies.
You do not watch cartoons.
Disney movies?
You do not watch
Moana
cartoons.
Moana has climbed to the top of my favorite Disney movies list.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Is it better than Frozen? Better than Coco? I love
that's
Coco.
That's Pixar. Pixar doesn't count.
Oh, that's different?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pixar
you're welcome.
What's
Moana
another?
Is loved, like I love The Little Mermaid, and like I love the Beauty and the Beast. Like Moana is up there with that.
It really is good.
I'm gonna take your word on those other two that you just mentioned. Not seen them.
What the
heck? I know.
If it see, he'll watch the 3D animated cartoons now. But if it's like 2D cartoon, nope.
Yeah. The old
unless
stuff?
It's like Peak Panther or like Snagglepuss or something. right. It's not gonna watch it.
Yeah, but I don't know when like the movies, particularly the Disney movies came out and for whatever reason.
Do you have a Disney, like, are you like a Fox and Hound guy or something? Do you have like a cartoon Disney movie that's like your movie from like back in the Sword in the Stone or something?
I remember Sword in the Stone. I remember like.
You remember them, but do you have one like in your heart of like, I know all the words and I love The Little Mermaid. Do you have like that thing?
A Disney one?
Yeah.
A Disney
one? Or just a cartoon in general.
Snow White, Lady and the Tramp.
Like I remember Snow White.
Bambi.
And Bambi. I remember all
the
those.
The answer is no.
Robin Hood.
There might be one that I'm not thinking of.
Robin Hood,
maybe? You would know it, though. That's
I remember like Robin Hood, yeah. The Little Fox. And
but there's
and
not that. One that you know front to back.
No.
That you watched on repeat or anything. Like.
No. I mean, there's like old Disney movies that I'm really familiar with.
Swiss Family Robinson and stuff like that.
Yeah, that meant a lot at a particular point. But as far as the animated ones, I didn't see
the late 80s through the 90s was the magic era.
Lion King.
Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. Home on the Range.
The
you
first
na- no,
movie I ever
Home
saw
the Range
in the movie theater.
I was about to say, Home on the Range?
Do you know it?
I have no idea.
Cows.
Okay.
Roseanne Barr is the lead.
Oh, wow. No, I don't know that one.
Disney.
I've seen
I now. Bet it's not on Disney Plus. I bet.
All right, looking it up right now.
I'm never going to laugh at that joke again. You're never going to get me again, you asshole. Shook his head. He shook his head. God, that was the funniest thing.
That was
happened.
Very funny. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And Toy Story 4.
Oh, I still haven't
you
seen
saw that
it.
Recently?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't
it
seen 3 yet.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, oh. I'm getting ready to. It's
haven't seen
list.
3 yet.
Good.
You haven't seen 3?
Oh, he hasn't.
Okay, I guess it's something about the way that they shove them down your throat.
Toy Story 3 is phenomenally good.
All right.
And are you a crier? Do you cry
in
movies?
Of course.
Then you will weep. Weep.
Is
you will weep
the,
at Toy Story 3.
The bear?
Yep.
Okay, then yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
Coco? Oh, my God. Coco?
Oh, that one.
I
forget about it.
Coco didn't get me.
Really?
Oh, dude, are you kidding
me? Oh, man. I was.
The memory at the end with the grandma.
Yes!
No.
Man.
Oh, my God,
nothing.
Dude.
Not a
that's
zero.
Just like, I was just like, why? We watched
give
that
me
again.
Bing Bong all day and fuck Coco.
Bing Bong's good, too. Okay. Bing Bong is damn good.
Inside
Coco.
Out is a perfect movie.
Coco was good.
Dude, Coco.
Oh, Coco's
is
great.
Fuck
don't
yeah.
get me wrong. I just don't
good.
Cry at Coco.
No, I'll watch Moana 50 times. I won't watch Coco 50 times.
Yes.
It's on Disney Plus.
I've seen Moana.
Home on the Range?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I got to watch it. I'm watching. It's my instead of the circle, I'm going to watch the garbage movie that is Home on the Range.
Before
oh, I'm so hyped, dude.
Before you watch Black Hole? Because
oh, I got to watch that. I still
is that
watch
still
that
on? Because they started like taking stuff
taking
off
stuff
I don't know.
To be
you
like,
know what?
Oh, just kidding.
I probably should have got rid of Disney Plus. I haven't watched it in a couple months.
I use it all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, where else am I going to watch Moana?
Yeah.
But after you watch it, and you're like, oh, no. I saw that. Now.
Nope. It's still on there.
Moana's fantastic, dude. It's
and,
so
and
good.
And the Mandalorian is over.
Yeah.
I might watch that again, though.
It's coming up in October.
It's good.
Dope.
It's really good.
I didn't see the last movie.
Which movie?
The one that was recently.
Rise of Skywalker?
Theaters.
The last
Rise
Star Wars?
Of Skywalker. The final Skywalker movie.
Yeah.
You did not see
no.
Star Wars.
No. I don't go to the movies.
I don't go to the movies, and yet I saw Star Wars.
You guys are peas in a pod.
No, because it's fucking Star Wars. You can't find time for that.
I'm going to go to that fancy
theater. It's like not seeing the Marvel movie.
I'm going to see Mulan when it comes out.
The live action.
The Del Mar.
That actually looks good, too.
Like fancy schmancy.
Yeah, Cinopolis. Yeah.
But, like, you're a Hamilton fan.
I do. Yes.
Lin-Manuel wrote Moana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Moana.
He
I
sings,
saw it.
He right. sings a couple of the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mountain looks like a something, and then they're like, ooh, that's what they're talking about. I forgot what it was.
Tafiti?
A woman? Is it a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tafiti.
Matt, when he steals the heart of Tafiti.
And also, that was like during the time
when board my boat.
When we were doing the Seven Seas with, and I became very close to all the Polynesian groups.
Yes. God, that movie's good.
It is. And visually, and the water.
We were majors.
And the rock.
The animation
good.
Is
the rock is phenomenal. Yeah. I
and
love
the,
him
the
and
part
everything.
At the end where the wind is in her hair. She's walking on the.
No,
like,
just like at the, like the reprise when she goes, I am Moana! You're like, oh, yeah. There's the chills that I needed in my life. Oh, it's so good.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Abuela, listen to the song, Abuela.
No, see, okay. Here's the problem. It's not a problem because, again, kids. These are kids' movies, right? So a lot of people do this with Pixar movies. Like when The Incredibles 2 came out, we're like, this is dumb. Like I knew that, oh, obviously that's the bad guy. Like, ugh, you're critiquing a movie that's made for children. I mean, adults enjoy them very, very much. Don't get me wrong. But that was my thing with Coco where I was like, clearly that's the guy. That's not the guy. This is the guy. And I was like, duh. And like, that's not the point of the movie, obviously. But it, yeah. And don't hear what I'm not saying. I really enjoy Coco. Mm-hmm. But if I want to watch a crying Pixar movie, that's not Pixar. That's Disney. I am not going to watch Coco. If I want to cry at a Pixar movie, I'm going to watch anything but Coco. But Wally. Inside Out for sure.
Oh, I never saw Inside Out.
Oh, my
God. Man.
Inside Out's good.
I think I might have seen, like, half of it.
Nope. No. No. I don't do this very often because I don't watch anything, but you need to watch Inside
That's
Out.
That's a really
it
good
is
one.
A perfect movie. And I believe there are very, very few perfect movies. I think Princess Bride is one of them. And
Crouching
I think
Tiger,
Inside Out
Dragon
is one
is
of them.
One?
It is perfect. It is a perfect movie from start to finish.
It's probably on Disney Plus. Right?
Yeah,
it absolutely
is.
Is.
They have like
that's
a
how I
saw
it.
It's so, so good.
Yeah.
In like very, very subtle ways, it's fantastic. Just the triple dent gum memory portion is perfection. In
I know
itself.
Like Phyllis is the sad one.
Mm-hmm. She plays sadness. God, it's so
Phyllis from The Office?
I also watch that every day.
Yeah, I
watch
The Office every day. I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't
every
watch an episode of The Office.
Day.
True story.
Wow.
It's phenomenal.
It's
the best
just
show
comfort.
That ever exists.
It's like a, you know, comforter. It's
and there's
comforter.
Still stuff that I watched. I'm like, how have I not known that joke? All right. Actually, I probably knew that joke, but I laugh at everything every single time. Loudly.
Watch it with subtitles. It's even better.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's what they said.
Moana.
Yeah. Sometimes it like Moana. Offers clarity. Like, oh, that is a funny joke. That's what
Moana
they were saying.
Morton.
I don't usually do a what you're watching, but may I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Altered Carbon. I do have one. I have another one for that.
Is that where we are?
So Altered Carbon is like a new season of it.
Yes, season two started. And the first season was amazing, and I'm all... But then when I started seeing trailers for it, you have a new like protagonist, and I'm all... Or new actor.
The main dude is not the main dude anymore?
It's not the main dude anymore.
Is
and
it the same like...
Is it the character?
Spirit, like soul.
It,
you know,
yes,
how?
Yeah. And
it's
well,
a different, like, skin.
It's a
guess,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. I guess with the format, you could be anybody.
Yeah, yes. Like, and I'm all, oh, it's totally like Doctor Who in that way. It's like, you've got a new doctor now. And they did it so well. I'm only on the second episode so far, but it is so amazing.
We watched
the
first
season was
read,
amazing.
And we were like, what the fuck are we watching? But we could not. Oh, we were like, next episode, please.
I've heard that about that show.
Yeah.
Stuff.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It looked like it was trying to be Blade Runner.
A little bit.
Because
yeah.
just aesthetically wise. Dystopian kind of neon future-ish
rainy
thing. Right. Exactly. aesthetically. But it, story-wise, it's not Blade Runner-y at all.
Not really.
Fake people
no.
and real people and all that stuff. It's just consciousness.
You have this,
You can be immortal.
Right.
Because you can change.
You can back
yourself
up.
What we were talking
up.
About. Oh, dude, we need to talk about that. How are we not talking about that?
What?
We'll talk about that next.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
We just have to talk about Serrano de Rivera.
That's what I'm saying. That's what.
Oh, yeah. Dude, go. Yeah, move on to that then.
Explain.
Go.
Tell us.
Altered Carbon is.
Just,
I want to watch the second season of that.
Yeah, it's
I have a whole
so
lineup
good.
That I'm never going to get to.
Yeah,
of course,
exactly.
Welcome to my life. But no, that's what we're talking about on the drive home when I was like, isn't it weird that we were born and went blah, 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 and I went off my weird like philosophical mind fuck.
Jared went off on a what-if tangent, and I was like,
It's not that. It's not that crazy. But Altered Carbon ties into that where it's like people can be immortal, and we're like one generation away from that happening, where you can upload your memories and consciousness into computers.
Mm-hmm. So you can essentially like live for eternity.
And so I think it's weird that like my kid is now in the generation where it's like that's probably closer than like it's like right there. And like I'm probably gonna die, and then like people aren't gonna die anymore, right?
Your image and your memories kind of like downloaded, and then you'll live kind of as a hologram.
Yeah,
and you could talk to it and interact with it.
Futurama wise, head in a jar type thing. Yeah. Whatever. But like, I just think it's weird that in the era of the human race, in the human history on Earth, that's billions of years old. I live right now. We're on the brink of technology where it's like we're right there. But like I just happen to be born like 10 years too early for like the real shit to like kick in, where it's like I'm going to die. And then like my kid is going to see like the crazy shit, and he's going to live forever. And I'm going to be like dust in the wind because I just missed it. Like, dang it, I just missed it.
We may be the lucky ones. You never know.
I can't imagine where we'll be even in like 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Because it's we're advancing so fast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is
crazy
cool.
times.
What is cool, like when you think about like Alzheimer's and other aging mental diseases.
Yeah.
And my fucking failing memory, like that is everybody I know.
Yeah.
Who's my age is kind of like I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, I don't remember yesterday, dude. So I'm right there, man.
You got to tell me your name again,
right?
I've known you for 30 years. I know. Just tell me. So,
before Jess came down, as she was coming down, she was like, oh, by the way, James McAvoy, whom she loves.
My boyfriend.
With her heart of hearts.
My crush.
Is performing Cyrano de Bergerac in London in a very kind of modern-y telling. And they did a Fathom event where they played it live, which wasn't really
quote-unquote live.
She thought it was really live.
Oh, so they recorded it and played
recorded
it.
Recorded it.
Like they're going to do for Hamilton.
Correct.
Okay.
But she thought it was actually live because it's very, very heavily advertised as, you know, see it live, see
they
it
do,
live.
They do
live,
those
live,
things.
Live, live, live. But we saw this at 8 o'clock here in San Diego, and they're doing this show in London. And she's like, it's live. And I was like, no, it isn't.
Yeah, Jared took me down a few notches when he was like, it's like 3 in the
it's
morning.
It's 4 in the morning. They're not doing this right now.
I was
now.
Like, oh, fuck.
And there's a 10 right. o'clock showing. So.
Right.
Still.
But
so recorded live.
It was very, very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
I was, okay, you have like a theater acting background.
Correct.
More than I was in high school theater, like whoop-de-doo. But
more than some.
I was mesmerized by him.
He was very, very good.
I already have.
Was he Cyrano or was
he
the other?
Cyrano.
Okay.
Yeah.
I already like him, obviously. And I'm like madly in love with him. But he was mesmerizing. And
like,
then it was like, what's the style of talking? Like slam
iambic
poetry?
Yeah, they did like slam poetry.
Slam poetry style. So at first that was a little hard to get used to.
Yep.
But then once you like got in.
Yeah. It was done very, very well.
Yeah.
Like they modernized the shit out of it. There was no costumes. There was no sets. There was no nothing.
Nothing. They were literally wearing street clothes.
Yep.
And holding mics.
Yeah. It was like, very, very bare bones.
It was very cool.
Interesting.
It was actually really good. Like the beginning was odd because it was very slam poetry. And they were adding stuff here and there, colorful phrases and the like.
They made some like modern jokes.
But it all worked.
Did they place back in, you know, the what
1640s
times, like the
or whatever it
Shakespearean.
Was, yeah.
But they made some modern jokes and they referenced that movie.
I know. She's like, I don't think I've ever seen Cyrano. And I was like, you've seen Cyrano? And she's like, no, I haven't. I was like, you've seen a version of it if you haven't seen Cyrano. She's like, no. And I was like, you haven't seen Roxanne? She's like, no. And I was like,
oh.
Roxanne is so good.
Yeah. And then in the show.
The one.
In the show. They were, oh, what did I bring up? I don't remember. It was every example known to
Catherine man. Heigl?
Oh, yeah. The Ugly Truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is basically...
With Catherine Heigl. I was like, you've seen The Ugly Truth with Catherine Heigl and Gerard Butler, haven't you? She's like, yes. And I was like, that's Cyrano. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, somebody who can't speak to somebody, needing somebody to use their words, and then they use their words, and that person loves them. Oh, yeah. Weird. Cyrano.
But then the actual show with James McAvoy referenced.
Yeah, he referenced Roxanne. Oh, like, when awesome. It happened, I like, yeah. nudge. Like,
It was cool because it was funny. It was, like, very dramatic and, like...
So, picture a, like, slam poetry night, right, where somebody's going to get up and do a poem. And it was that, but it was Cyrano. And mm-hmm. and when he's given his I want speech, it's just like, man, oh, man. And so he's wearing, like, a black T-shirt. It's James McAvoy, who's gorgeous, by the way. Yes. And he's got his little beard on, and he's got his, like,
he's so good.
Dazzlingly blue eyes or whatever. He's mm-hmm. wearing a black shirt, and, like, the set is no set. It's, like, a cream-colored wall, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're watching him to give his I want speech, and he's just, like, in this, like, cadence of, like, rhyming, and, like, the camera is just slowly zooming in, slowly, till you're, like, right up in his face, right? And, like, because he's wearing the black shirt and because it's, like, a white background, you're just, your brain is just, like, everything's just, like, she's saying it's mesmerizing. You're just, like, where the fuck am I right now? And you're listening to the words, but, like, you're not really listening to the words because of the cadence and the beat and everything that's going. And so you're just in this weird, like, zone. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next, it snaps out of it. Boom, you're back to, like, a wide shot or whatever. And I was like, this is why they record these things. Because we were talking about it afterwards. And I was like, it wouldn't have been as good if we didn't see it how we saw it.
It wouldn't have been as effective.
If you're sitting in the back row, you're not watching James McAvoy's face, it, like, zooming fill in, the screen. You can't even see his facial expressions. You know what I mean?
Right. So there are cinematic choices that are being made that affect how you see it.
It's phenomenally great. I was looking forward to seeing a recorded, or, like, what I thought was live, but, like, filmed version, because I thought they have the liberty to do that stuff.
Absolutely.
Now. That's cool.
And it would have been good, don't get me wrong, but if you're sitting in the back row, you're not seeing the facial expressions. You're not being in that mesmerized state where, like, the black T-shirt upon the white background with his blue eyes staring you in the face.
It was hypnotizing.
Like, it was bizarro in a great, phenomenal way. It was really, really, really good. I didn't think I was going to like it at the very beginning. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, they're trying so hard to be modern and cool and, like, oh, God, what are we doing?
But only for, like, the first 3 minutes.
Yep, and then you're in it to
and
win
then you're
it.
Like,
it's
okay,
so good.
I'm down.
Because I probably would have the same reaction.
Like, you would.
Cowboy hats, Shakespeare, come on.
Right. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But it worked so well. Mm-hmm. It worked so well. And everyone, all the performances were really, really good.
Yeah.
Was there any other names in it? Or?
Nope.
Just
not that I'd know.
Maybe, like, English
stage
celebrities.
Names.
And
English
stage
names,
but
yeah.
James McAvoy was definitely. There's
There's no costumes. Again, so he's referencing his nose or whatever, and, like, he's just James
McAvoy.
Oh,
really?
Imagine there's nothing.
His nose.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, does he have
nothing at all.
Nothing.
Nope.
No sets, stuff. No.
See, now, I would think, just in the nature of the story, you would think that that would probably affect it. You're like, come on, Cyrano's too good looking.
He was gorgeous.
You know.
He was gorgeous. He was gorgeous.
Stunning.
But it didn't matter. But because the way he,
I,
like,
guess, you know,
talks about it and the way he's very, like, you could tell that he despised himself. Like, you could just tell. And you're like, ugh.
He was so good. He literally hit every emotion on the spectrum of emotions that you could possibly have. Like, he's just so good.
I was pleasantly surprised.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I had never seen...
I had no idea what to expect. I've never seen actual, like, Cyrano de Bergerac, like, the actual
the show
story,
itself,
the show. So I had no idea. I just knew I wanted to see it because it was James McAvoy.
Right. And it all worked out really well. Yeah. So.
Steve Martin's character in Roxanne is C.D. Bales. C.D.B. Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that in the actual story that Roxanne's his cousin. Which I was like,
that's interesting.
You're so in love with your cousin. Like,
but
we just dropped.
Back in those days, that was, like, normal, right?
I know, but still, it's like you're modernizing all of it. You can't just drop the cousin part and just say that she's, like, there. And why do they have to be related? They could have just been childhood friends. Just drop.
So they played that in this version?
For sure.
In this version?
They were childhood friends. He's been in love with her since they were kids.
Yeah, because they're cousins. I was like, ugh, just drop that part. You're changing so much. You're saying fuck every other word. Just
Modern language. It was really cool.
Just say your childhood friends.
I wonder if that'll ever come out on DVD or streaming.
I don't know.
I hope so.
It was, it was very good.
I was very surprised. That theater, the director is doing like several shows. So I was telling him, like, next is going to be, what's her name from Game of Thrones? Khaleesi, what's her name?
Oh, Emilia Clarke.
Emilia Clarke is going to star in the next, like, show. And then after that, I think it's Jessica Chastain. She's going to star in a show. So, like, this director, I forget his name, he's doing a whole
series of these.
Yeah.
Featuring one actor.
Right. So, in London. So, I'm assuming they're going to also broadcast their shows, which will be pretty cool to see.
And like I said, I'd always wanted to go see, like, one of the Fathom events and be like, oh, this is cool. But I never have gotten to do it. And then when she was expressed interest, and, like, all of us were going to originally go, but you ended up not being able to go. But it was like, yeah, let's all do that. That sounds great.
I would have gone by myself if I had to. I was going to be just fine.
I was looking forward to it, but then I was like, oh, I'm in Portland.
Yeah.
So
that's okay.
It was good. Cool. Jess, thanks for being here. You're probably going to be back
more often in the next 3 months.
Here.
Yes.
But let's call it a week, yeah? Yeah.
Sounds
good.
Well,
let me say, this is coming out on Monday.
Yes.
Tuesday is election day.
Indeed.
Tonight, Janessa Goldbeck came by the house. She's a candidate for Congress.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I've seen advertisements for her.
You probably have.
Short hair, short brown hair.
Yep.
Yes. Have you gotten those in your mailbox?
No.
I've put them in there.
For her, too?
Absolutely, dude.
On TikTok or Instagram or Facebook.
That's weird.
No, seriously. One of the platforms. I have seen this lady. And her name is Janessa, and she's running, and she's, like, her advertisement, she's doing, like, some exercising. Was she, like, in the military?
She's a Marine.
Yeah, so she's there's, like, that vibe on the advertisement, and then it's just her sitting there smiling.
So I recorded, like, I recorded all of it, her whole thing, I'm going to post it. But just, like, her first, like, introduction about who she is, I was like, ooh, okay, go ahead. Nice. And then I know Sarah Jacobs, you know, and I know that she's from billionaire family and probably is very good intentioned. Mm-hmm. But her point was like, do we really want another millionaire? Like, I mean, the people in Congress who are millionaires is ridiculously high. So anyway, vote Janessa Goldbeck. There it is. Tangent
Train. Remember the Great Hack?
Yes.
I do.
That Facebook bullshit with Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah, I watched it after you guys talked about it.
Are you seeing a lot more political ads on your Facebook? I'm seeing a lot of them.
I literally told my aunt the other day I'm going to have to stop going on to Facebook.
A lot of them. And they are very, 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 very one-sided towards what they think I should like. And to the point where I'm watching like a Fluff Ellen clip or something on Facebook where I'm like, you know how when you're on your phone, you watch a video on Facebook and then it scrolls to the next video and then it scrolls to the next video and you're like in a wormhole of like, oh, these are fun little 3 minute time wasters. And, you know, ad will appear in 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm getting political ads that are tailored for me in the middle of these videos and they're not even the full ad. It's like their TV spot for, let's say, Janessa. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here's her TV ad. And then I'll see 15 seconds of it, and then it literally fades to black, and then I'm back watching Ellen.
Yeah, I keep seeing this dude, some dude, like, in the video. You know on Facebook you, like, watch a video, and then all of a sudden you're off the page. You're just only in the videos.
And you're watching all the videos.
Yeah,
of course.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, where you're just in a wormhole.
I'm seeing a fuck ton of Bernie Sanders.
I see a lot of everything.
Clearly, like, advertised toward me.
But it's so funny because... Especially for him.
I didn't even know who Bloomberg.
Oh
yeah,
I didn't
like
know
he just put so much money
until this recent like debate.
Now you know.
Well, yeah, he's like he's spending a for like a small fortune Bloomberg? In advertising. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bloomberg.
And like
for
I,
nothing.
I,
he's not. He's garbage. Exactly. He's garbage.
I literally had to go into Facebook and say, "Do not display any more ads for Michael Bloomberg," because I just couldn't take it anymore.
He also sends out the most mail. Like he
spends a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, because he has it, and why not? But like it's.
He's such a prick, too.
Yeah,
like
he sucks.
In the debates, it was like, you. It was so funny. Like, as soon as I could show him and he starts talking, I think the entire country went, ew.
The whole
like,
thing.
You.
The whole Democratic, everything. Dude, it's the whole, everything. It's a fucking shit show.
That whole panel, that debate, not the recent one. Like, they had one yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
The one before that I saw clips
of,
and I was
goodness.
Like, damn.
It's garbage. Everyone's garbage.
The one before was better. This last one was just.
So who do you think it is going to be the Democratic nominee?
Bernie.
It'll be Bernie.
Do you think it is?
Yeah. He's already too popular. It's going to be him.
Yeah.
And do you think he has any chance of winning?
I do. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think he by far has the biggest base of humans.
Now.
By far.
Not to get
all the young people.
Not to divulge too heavily into this because, again, we've been going for a while and it's already 10:30 p.m. Sorry, 10:30 p.m. here where we are.
It's like my lunchtime.
Right. But so it's so if you were to say that the extreme of the parties, would you say the extreme is Trump, obviously? He's like the extreme, like the extremist person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's almost even an outlier, but yes.
But if you go to the other way, do you not think that Bernie is like the extreme of the liberals?
Yes.
And so do you think that we are wise to have the two extremes as opposed to somebody that's kind of centrist? Because even like the diehard bleeding liberals, BJ, yourself,
right.
you're not Bernie Sanders. Like you don't think, you know. You don't fall in line with everything that he's talking about.
There's a
good portion of it, sure, but like you're not like free everything for everybody.
No, I think right. that, I think that they're well, I think that there are like
so.
There's there. Janessa tonight said a really good thing about how like your budget is a good reflection of your values.
Sure.
So whatever the budget is a reflection of the values of whatever the thing is. His values are quite different than Republican values.
Sure, healthcare, so, college, etc.
Right,
right,
and less on military
and less war. Right,
and so I have a feeling. My personal opinion is that like what Trump has done and where Trump is going and the Republican Party is going requires strong medicine and. It's frightening for a lot of people, and they've been doing a great job scaring the shit out of everybody.
So I'm doing this weird, like, scales things with my hands for the viewers or at home.
Right.
So it used to kind of be like this where the waters are a little rocky, and it's, like, back and forth. But now we're in this, like, weird, like, tidal wave of, like, here we are. Like, have you ever been on that ride at the fair where it's, like, a pirate ship?
I was just going to say.
Like, we are now at the apex of the pirate ship. And, like, if Bernie wins –
the pendulum swings.
I like Bernie Sanders. I liked him last time. I don't know if I'm as on board this time.
Right.
But like, it's gonna go from Trump's apex to the Bernie apex, and I just don't know how anything's ever gonna get done ever.
It's a good. I mean, it's a legitimate point too.
Like,
I just don't
know.
But I think I have a feeling, and we talked about
this
tonight.
If he even wins, like, it could be the same thing where it's like everyone on the outside's like, yeah, Bernie, woohoo, feel the burn. And then they go in that box and then click, click, click. And then all the people that show up are just hitting that freaking Trump button. And the other people are just sitting on their couches not doing shit.
Or maybe, yeah. Well, and that was one of the things, too, is that like the folks who were inspired for Bernie in 2016 were very.
They would have gone out, right?
Were very angry.
Yeah.
And so, some of them voted for Trump. And some of them didn't vote.
Right. A lot of them didn't vote.
And so I think that the danger of putting up a centrist candidate is going to be very uninspiring for folks. And so that we would get a very low turnout. I think that that Bernie's he excites people in great numbers better than everybody else. And so, shit, this is a democracy. You know, if he wins the vote, he wins the vote.
Truth.
You know, and he was going to put in Medicare for all and free college.
Let's just talk about healthcare for 1 second. Right. Do you truly believe especially with somebody that works in the healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. Do you truly believe that there will be a universal healthcare system in the United States where anybody can just go to the hospital for anything, anytime, ever?
Like in every other country?
Correct. Do you think that will actually happen in this country?
It will be much more likely with Bernie.
But honestly, do you think it's going to actually happen?
Yeah, I think it will. I just don't know if it's going to happen as soon as we're hoping it will happen.
I mean, it has to.
There's too many hands in the pot.
And the way things are now, it's like we're fucking ourselves because everybody who spends so much money goes bankrupt.
Dude, we got a bill. Or was it a bill? But because I have insurance, how much do you think my bill would have been for just for giving birth and staying in the hospital for 2 days
under Medicare for All?
No. In the paper that I have right there, this is an explanation, not a bill. What do you think the number was? I only paid $175 because I have really good health care.
For everything.
But what do you think the birth of my son cost?
Yeah, at least five figures.
I think it's over 20. I'm going 28.
I'm going to go 14,000.
And you said what?
Like 10 to 15.
$28,000.
Oh, hey.
Nailed it right on the money. $28,000. And that's just for giving birth and staying in the hospital for 2 days and all the stuff that comes with it, which is a lot. Don't get me wrong. $28,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because I have the health care that I pay $200 every paycheck, $400 a month more, basically, because I pay that much money, I only paid $175 for that process.
Right.
$28,000. Like if I don't have the job that I have, we live in this stupid city that we live in that costs an arm and a leg.
You'd be bankrupt.
We are. We already are. And the only reason we can afford it is because I have the health care that I have.
And that's the thing.
$400 a month. $183 every paycheck.
All the people who have to give up everything.
Absolutely.
For medical care.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Correct.
That's money that they're not spending to stimulate the economy.
Correct.
For everybody, they're not like being big, you know, great members of a shared economy.
Sure.
Because they're spending all their money on health care. And there's people who are getting crazy rich off of it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you take that off the people say, oh, it's going to cost $1 trillion. You're going to save way more than $1 trillion. And also, it's going to go into something that's actually going to, like, stimulate the economy.
But then where does the money for the pharmaceuticals go? And where does the money for the doctors and hospitals and all
that?
Where does it all come
from? That's why I just don't think, and I think Bernie and other like-minded folks say,
they have the plan.
Capitalism
will actually work?
Well, that capitalism and doesn't work with everything.
Right.
It doesn't work with our prisons. Good God.
Privatized prisons, garbage.
Prisons for profit is a fucked up thing for society. It means that they are rooting for us to go downhill.
Yeah. Right.
They are rooting for us to be shitty and have to like put more people in jail because that's where their profit lies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the same with healthcare. Like you don't want to spend that much money on healthcare.
$28,000 for a childbirth.
Dude, that's ridiculous. And you shouldn't have to like choose between your home and your health. You know, you shouldn't have to choose between stuff like that. And so anyway, I think that like when you put it under like a socialized system, then you can spend, you can like have an economy where you do, you can spend $28,000 on a house or something that you can use, you know.
I'm fine paying more taxes for it to go into universal health care.
Exactly. And then also,
and I also see the side of healthcare where people don't have money. Like, you don't have a job, you don't have insurance, and half the patients that we take care of are there on a free dime, which isn't free.
Right.
We're paying for it. Jared's paying for it.
So if we're already, like, why not just make, like, people are destroying their credit, destroying their, just.
$28,000 to bring a life into this world.
Right.
That's the minimum, by the way.
And in the ED, you cannot turn away people.
Right.
They're going to
get
this.
Yeah. So they're
going to
get it.
So we're going to give the care and we're going to spend the money no matter what.
Yeah.
And they will get a bill, but are they going to pay it? No.
But that's the thing. So do you think that like the bazillion-dollar pharmaceutical industry is like,
they're going to fight.
Where do the pills come from then? Do you think they're just going to be like, well now we got to give them the pills? Or do you think they're going to like shut that shit down? Like,
they need to lighten the laws also of
it's
how
gonna
pharmacists,
be crazy,
pharmacy,
dude.
Like, the company,
pharmaceuticals, nuts.
How much they can like monopolize the new drug? How long they get to do that? I'm hoping that they change some of those laws.
That's the thing.
It's crazy. That's like, we've cured cancer. Reforms. Give us $10 million
exactly.
a bill.
Right.
Greed. Yeah. Greed.
Like, holy shit.
Selfish greed drives capitalism.
Absolutely.
Like, and so you put that into healthcare or.
It's already there.
Or lots of other stuff. Yeah. Exactly. That's why we're fucked. You know, so yes, I think it will in our lifetime.
I'm going to move to Switzerland.
And soon.
I just don't. I think it should be there, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't see how it happens. I just don't see
by it. Voting for people who want to see it happen, too.
I know. They say they have a plan. You know, not just me, us.
Switzerland or Canada.
Hey, Canada looks good.
It's crazy that it can work elsewhere, but, like, I just don't see how we're so in it.
We're not.
Like, I just don't see how we get out of it.
But our country has been built on people wanting to
change, radicalize.
Well, just, like, success and like making money and like
while exploiting other huge swaths of people,
right?
So that's like our history.
That's how our country has come to be.
Yeah, yeah, and so and it's
that's
which
why
is,
I don't see how we get out.
Which isn't
I
that great?
I don't see how we get out of
break,
it.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. Anyway.
Well, I mean, baby steps.
Yeah,
Obamacare is a big thing. You know, I would have never gotten my hip done
from
if it
wasn't
for it.
From a healthcare side, that really benefited a lot of people. And I know a lot of people hate Obamacare, but I saw the good.
It literally saved mm-hmm. countless lives.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it did. And it also penalized hardworking, wonderful people.
Penalized people and saved lives. Like, where's your priorities? So that's
I'm well aware, but like the fact that I had to pay a fine for not having healthcare that they wanted me to have was garbage. The way that it was implemented and some of the stuff that happened with it was garbage, which I understand because it impacted me personally. And the fact that it canceled some people's plans, in fact, it impacted them personally that I know. And like, that's garbage. Do I think it was garbage enough to not go that road? No, I do not. But great, 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 great idea. Helped a lot of people. Fucked me pretty hard. And I did not appreciate
it's
it.
It's
the
like, lower like, middle class.
Cost me like thousands of dollars too because it cut our hours like drastically.
Yeah, it sucked. So. But it's great. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, don't hear what I'm not saying again. But like, good idea, good plan. Just or good idea, bad plan, bad implementation.
Tweet.
Right. So I get why people are pissed because it fucked me pretty hard. But yeah, it was. I mean, like you said, saved millions of lives. So bring it on. Like,
right.
Like I can only complain so much. But
right.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that.
Vote.
Nonsense.
Vote Tuesday.
Yeah, go out tomorrow. Do it. Do it to it. But let's end on this.
Mikey Z recommends.
I totally thought you were going to say Lock and Key on Netflix.
Oh, I want to see that.
I saw the preview too.
I saw the preview and I was totally turned off by the preview.
Oh, were you? I didn't like the initial, like, come here, or like where she's talking to the camera.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was pretty cool.
I've heard good things.
Like, I don't know. I think I totally thought it was going to be like this ultra horror kind of thing where you've got this blood-soaked teenager, and I'm all, oh gosh, this is not in my wheelhouse.
And then you watch it and liked it.
Well, I heard people talking about it. They're like, oh no, it's based on a comic book or a graphic novel, and they said it's basically like the CW version of the comic book. Like, the comic book is pretty dark, from what I understand, or the graphic novel. No, this is very kind of CW-ized, and no, I loved it. I thought it was great, and would highly recommend it. I went through the whole thing, and I get up to the end. I'm all, oh, okay, this is where we're gonna end. This is they can't do another season. This is, you know, everything's taken care of.
Nope.
And there's definitely room for a second season. So I don't know if they I didn't look, but I really do hope that they bring it on. I'll go back and just explain that I think the big draw for me, like I've recommended this before, it was a sci-fi miniseries called The Lost Room.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, my favorite, like one of my favorite, you know, media things of all time. I loved it. Thought it was great. And there's elements of this that are that. Nice. Basically, you have these magic keys. One of the keys does exactly what the key does in the Lost Room, which is, I mean, it's in the first episode, so not really a spoiler. you put the key in the keyhole, thinking of what's on the other side of the door. You open the door, and that's where you're at.
Dope. Wow,
as long as you've seen that place, you can go to it.
Nightcrawler rules. teleportation.
Yeah, exactly. So
you can only go where I've seen.
but I mean, in the lost room, there's a series of objects that have special abilities, special powers. This one, they're all keys, yes. And each key has its own kind of unique property, and it's just a great ride, and I would highly recommend it.
It's so in my face on Netflix that I'm probably going to end up like pressing play one of them.
it's you know, I went into it thinking I wasn't going to like it, but I really, really enjoyed it.
Love it. Cool. Samantha's watching You on Netflix. It's like the stalker show. You watch
I saw
it?
Season two.
You watched the.
Mm-hmm.
You
watched season one and two.
So
stalker show.
Yeah, it's about
where
this
you
guy
can't
Joe's
help
stalker.
But love the fucking.
See, that's what I was asking her because I haven't watched any of it. It's like her like watching it while I'm asleep thing, and then like I caught like she's like on season one finale right now, and I was like, okay, answer me this question: do you like Joe? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, are you supposed to like Joe, or do you like Joe because you're a weirdo and you think Silence of the Lambs is great?
No, you...
And I'm like, do they make it so you're supposed to like him? And she goes, yes. And I'm like, okay, so you're rooting for a sociopath.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And
cool.
It's very shameful, and you're like, I don't know how I feel about this, right. But I'm gonna watch the next episode.
I don't know. Like, it reminds me of Dexter. I couldn't. I watched Dexter, and I was like, I can't get into this. I can't be rooting for that guy.
What we were talking about. Yeah. Dexter was the first show where you're like rooting for a serial killer. You're like, go get him, buddy. Wait a second. What?
But he's a good serial killer.
But you're like, wait a second.
Excuse me?
What did I just say? Go kill him?
Yeah. I'm out. I know everyone raves about it. They say it's great, but it's like, I was too uncomfortable.
So you're on the Joe train. I don't like Joe.
Yeah, Joe's cool. Yes. I'm rooting for him. In the second season,
Joe.
He deserves.
He does good. He kills bad people, but still.
Yeah.
He's still murdering people.
It's just, you're so in his head, and you see the sweet side of him, and then you see his motives, and sometimes things don't turn out the way he wants, and he just has to act, and.
Yeah.
Crazy so, yeah, times. You can't help but like him.
Crazy times. Sweet. What's
anyway.
Up?
You got the way you guys are talking about it, I might.
He's creepy.
Actually.
Oh, are you going to go back and watch it?
I might actually try to watch it.
You should.
We'll
cool.
see.
Anyway, we've been recording forever. It's late.
Good night.
Let's get out of here because I got to work in the morning. Thanks, Jess, for being here. You filled in for Rich quite well.
Come on, Rich. Come back. Yeah. I'll be back.
But let's get out of my garage. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Jess.
And we'll
see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow. Ow, wow.
Right?
I think it took like 20 episodes to do the see it on the couch.
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
Booty!
Good gravy. Wasn't good gravy something?
What could I do?
That's right. Good gravy.
Okay. All right.
And then when we're done and clean it all up, it looks nice.